crossfade. The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording. With Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 235.
Back from the couple of days off.
Happy Monday, everyone.
Yeah, otherwise known as the weekend. What's going on? Where are we? What time is it?
It's 2:30 p.m. Yeah. Here in Melbourne.
Yeah.
In Collingwood. Beautiful day. Only a top of 21 degrees. Don't know about any other place in the world. I haven't looked it up.
No, that's okay. How's your weekend?
It was pretty uneventful. I was sick.
Yeah, isn't that annoying? That you get to the weekend and then you're sick.
Well, because the problem is that my default is, at first I love being sick.
All right, mate. You're a sicko.
No, the reason I love being sick is because it's like, here's an excuse. Like on Friday I cancelled everything that we had planned for Saturday.
Cancelled the business? No. Cancelled the podcast?
No, so Bree, we had our niece's... I always don't know what to say. I think Bree and I need to get married just to make all that shit easier.
Much easier. Along with a few other reasons why you could potentially get married.
But Bree, my niece. Our niece.
Yeah.
She was turning 5.
Okay.
Unicorn party. And so I'd initially, on Friday, I'd said to Bree, can't go to that. And we had a Victoria's Secret night on Saturday night, just the girls.
Of course you did. The girls and big 6'3" Joshy boy.
Yeah.
And a lot of pink cupcakes.
Cupcakes.
Yeah, definitely. The girls are eating cupcakes. You're eating cupcakes, my friend.
We've done that for the last couple of years where we watch the Victoria's Secret fashion show.
Yeah.
And so we cancelled. So Bree had messaged her friend and said, hey, Josh isn't feeling well. And they had other stuff. So it all sort of worked out well.
You fall apart when you're sick. As much as you love it, maybe you love it because it's the time that you can fall apart.
Well, I just have no impulse control.
Yeah, I know. And I get it. I feel that. It's like when you're a bit hot, your body's like hot. You just feel like you just want to lie down, shut everything out.
I'm you in New York, but you had to keep fucking going.
Yeah, that is the problem when it's like you've got no option but to keep going. It's so hard. Amy is currently, she just called me. She's walking to our workplace right now because she's been sent home from work.
Second week of work.
Into the third week.
Oh, this is
the
third. Fuck, Jesus, but she's done. Quick.
It's only 10 days of actual work and she's had to go home on the 11th. So she didn't want to stay home. She's thinking, I got to be here.
Yeah.
But working for yourself is a completely different. You've either got to do it, like during this podcast.
Yeah.
You hear me vomiting in one episode because I was so sick in bed with a stomach flu. And I had to be editing that day because I had deadlines. So I was like, oh, it was hell. But what's the deal? Do you think you should even come to work?
Well, I said, so we had to be up at 5 in the morning because of Bree's strict gym routine.
A 45 routine,
yeah. And when I woke up, Bree said, why don't you take the day off? And I thought about it. The reason that I didn't was the podcast.
True.
Because
we would have had to do it anyway.
Yeah. And so I was happy. It was a good reason. I was like, oh, that's good that I've actually built some sort of because I didn't – you're managing the edit today.
Yes.
So I don't have to be editing. It's very sort of administrative. I don't have to worry about that.
So we've got in our office here in Collingwood, we've got a box and on the box it says the ship has sailed and it's all questions relating to business partnerships and I've just got one that I want to write down.
Okay.
So,
what are you going to write down?
So taking
sick days.
Taking sick days.
Yeah, great. You're really struggling writing with one hand.
Yeah. Taking sick days. A business partnership. We haven't spoken about that.
Yeah.
And it's a weird one. I haven't even thought that we needed to. I mean, I'm worried that I've got into a business with a guy that just says, I love being sick.
Well,
you're sicko again.
The thing was, I liked the idea of being sick because it gave me permission to chill out. The problem was that I ended up doing things on the weekend that I considered chilling out in a previous life. And it just, like, for instance, we got, like, it was the one time that I could say to Bree, let's not go out for dinner? Can we just get pizza here? And Bree was like, well, there's no good places that will deliver in Roeville. So she ended up going out and getting pizza.
She drove to get it.
She drove to get it. And they also do hot chips. So so we had hot chips and pizza.
Hot chips and pizza. Weird combo.
It's great.
We actually had that. First time I had that was with you. It is. That's a real bogan meal.
It is.
Hot chips.
You don't put the hot chips
on
the pizza.
I get that. Remember we were in Sydney at that nice restaurant where we got the meter-long pizzas.
Yeah.
And it's my go-to just have a bit of a side salad because you're going, it's naughty. The pizza's naughty in itself. So side salad just to sort of alkaline the insides. You're like, no, let's just get the hot chips. I was like, oh. Okay.
Well, but I've
really
sort of,
blows it out.
Yeah. But I then felt shit house where I was like, it was the.
Of course you did, mate. Yeah. chips and pizza.
So I realized I'm like, nah, no more. And so I was fasting on Sunday and ended up just having some fruit.
Yeah.
But geez, nectarines, aren't they delicious?
Oh, wow. We're low on combo today.
No, nectar. Don't you
jeez,
love nectarines?
Guys.
Do you like nectarines?
Nectarines are good.
They're in season.
Okay, they're in season.
And
heavy food chat this episode.
Well, I was talking to Scooter Derek and I said.
What, you just brought that up?
Yeah, I said, mate, how good is fruit? And he's like, no, but I've always been a bit against fruit. And he's like, nah, don't get into fruit.
Okay.
Why? He said, it'll make you fat. I'm like, is that really true though? And he brought up an interesting point. He said he used to work at a fruit shop.
Okay.
And he
said, I could imagine Derek, like, such a personality.
Yeah.
Quirky motherfucker.
Mangoes, 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 mangoes. They're going, mangoes.
Great voice too.
Bit of that sort of vibe. But he said he put on a lot of weight from free fruit.
Okay, I'm sure there could have been other things at the time that
that's
were going
what I said.
On.
I'm like, what else were you eating? He's like, no, I was
what
eating a lot of fruit.
What have you said? It's good. You said fruit's not your fucking problem.
Yeah,
I don't think someone's just fully lean as a whippet in every other meal that they have. They're just, you know, watching their cows, looking at the ratios, and then blows out on fruit.
I'd be so pissed if the reason I was fat was because I ate too many strawberries.
100% not. It's refined sugar. But is the killer.
So we normally sort of download Victoria's Secret, going back to Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
And we watch it like on a torrent or whatever.
Yeah.
Download it. And it was going to be my job to download it.
Mm.
Anyway, because it was all cancelled, didn't have to worry about it. But as Bree and I were sitting to relax and we had got cookies and cream ice cream just to cement the fat fuckery. And we saw 2018 Victoria's Secret was on Foxtel, was on the – and so Bree was straight away into the Facebook Messenger telling all the girls like, oh, we actually picked the day that it was going to be on, and I pressed record and we were going to watch it and we started watching it. I was like, what the fuck? Like this is – these just seem like super young.
What, the girls?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course they are.
No, but it turns out that what we couldn't see the whole thing on the TV guide. It was the Victorian School Spectacular.
what were they wearing?
No, well, they were just wearing like
outfits
like or whatever,
musical theatre outfits.
But it was just funny because we were primed for Victoria's Secret, and then we ended up with the Victorian School Spectacular.
Jeez.
Did your school do Victorian's?
Mate, I can't remember anything that required my interest.
Yeah,
because I wasn't interested in anything that school had to offer. Maybe I remember the private schools did this thing at Dallas Brooks Theatre. It was like this big concert hall, but they were just bored. They bored the fuck out of me. I just remember having to go there and sit in the seat. I wish I was sick at that point. I wish I could have pulled a sickie.
What extracurricular stuff did you do?
What does that mean? Like outside of school hours?
Yeah.
Nothing that I didn't have to do. So there's sport. So we had to do Saturday sport, which was
that's a private school thing.
Private school sports, Saturday. It's private school. Yeah, Saturday sports, had to do volleyball.
Mum always said I'd be a rower.
Yeah. I don't know about that, Lynn.
Why not?
I don't know. It's actually, I saw you were getting right into the rowboat in Central Park.
I think I actually am an okay rower.
Yeah. Well, you've got a frame for rowing. I don't know if you've got the back to withstand the fuckery that is rowing. Like that, all that sort of moving flexion, back and extension.
Well, I was sore, I feel like, back. The day after in New York after really? Doing that. Yeah, I'm
it was
sure
a, it was
I
was a rowboat. It was a tiny little
so you
baby
didn't do
boat.
Any extra. What was the sport that you said that you did?
Volleyball, footy, anything
beach
that made
volleyball?
Me. Dude, I would was ever no, not beach volleyball. It was indoor, okay. Like hard court. It was whack. It was so annoying. But I mean, that's what I've been thinking a lot about that stuff with Bodhi. Like the amount of shit you have to get the kids into through school. It
musical
is good for them.
Musical instrument.
I did that stuff, but nothing that wasn't forced down my throat. That's the problem. I can't even, what would have there been outside of – oh, sorry. One thing I did do that I didn't have to do was gymnastics and it was sick. There was like in-ground trampoline, foam pit, rings hanging from the ceiling. We learned how to do backflips, you know, running round-off backflips. And we had this Russian gym teacher, Serge, and he had one finger missing. And he used to do this thing where he'd hold his hand. It's probably illegal. He'd definitely get done for assault these days. His hands were so strong. He was an ex-Russian gymnast, like elite level.
What would he do?
And he'd hold his hand against your forehead. So he's like just – so if you sprawl out your hand, see all your fingers are straight,
yeah.
Put it onto your forehead and then pull back one of your fingers and let go of it so – slap you in the forehead. So, but he had
he
these.
He would do that.
He would
you.
Do that. He's like, come. And we'd all like, oh, get Serge. Do it to Tommy. And he'd be like, okay. And then he'd put it on my head, pull his finger
knock
back.
You out.
But he had one finger missing. And the
I don't understand this thing.
Totally. No, this is just a separate story to him flicking us. But he used to have he had a finger missing and he used to tell everyone, or he told somebody, which then it spread and no one asked him about it. He said that he got it bitten off in the circus in Russia by a bear.
That's not true. I don't
maybe.
Think.
I don't know.
No, I don't think.
It's a good troll though.
I was into, the extracurricular stuff, obviously.
What though?
Everything. Well, debating and stuff, but also I was footy, t-ball, basketball, did soccer for a tiny, only a very short period of time, but also drama, Helen O'Grady Drama School.
Oh, yeah.
But I used to just think that it was all a bit amateur for what I was into.
What, you held yourself at a higher standard
yeah,
than everyone
there?
Yeah,
I was just like, I was expecting to be doing things that actors would do and see, they're like, let's play these fucking dumb games.
Reece Mitchell, who we've had on this podcast, lives in LA. He's actually back, I think, this week. We're at a wedding together.
Oh, do you reckon we'll get him on?
This weekend. I don't know how long he's in town, but he's a best man at the wedding I'm going to on this coming weekend. And he was a kid that did – me and him did gymnastics together, but he did drama and he's done it. He did it from, I reckon, the age of six.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his dad was Con the Fruiterer, quite a famous actor when we were growing
also,
up.
Also, fat in character. So, mate, fruit, fat.
Yeah, it's all fat fruit shop owner. That's the. I mean, I don't think it was from the fruit.
That you he don't had. Think it is.
No. Definitely not from the fruit. Definitely.
Hi at thedailytalkshow.com if you have an opinion on fruit.
Here's the thing. If you've got fat from fruit, you would have to get fat from only eating fruit. So your diet doesn't consist of anything else other than fruit. That's the only true way to know if you're going to get fat from it. Because here's the thing. You could get – so if you're eating, say, pasta,
yeah.
But before it you ate a whole bunch of fucking fruit, like high fructose, really sweet fruit – that just shot your insulin levels through the roof and then you're eating pasta. So you just, it's fuckery.
Mm, I don't know. But yeah. I think that I feel like I need to just be okay with fruit, especially in summer, just a bit of fiber.
It's hard talking to you, dude. I hate talking to you about food and diets because you are like Mount Everest. Fucking you go way up and then you go down the other side, then you get low. And then you got to go way up. It's not probably not the best analogy. You're up and down, mate. When it comes to anyone, this is my probably one of my biggest pet peeves of people who fast.
Here we go.
Or use the fasting
conspiracy
lingo.
Jimmy fasts.
Yeah, and I would say Jimmy.
Here we go.
He doesn't have the best of diets.
Really, you don't think so?
Well, like I don't see. I hardly see him eating, and then when we are eating, it's on the weekends. But I know he doesn't prep a lot of his food. So then it's like it's an easy out for someone who then has a diet like that to go, I fast. So you just can't be fucked cooking and prepping food in the other times. But my problem with people who fast is that a lot of them, I think, it's on the back of eating like a piece of shit for a few days and then you're fasting. Oh, I ate pretty badly yesterday, so I'll now fast. And so what my worry with it is that fasting is connected to people who are very up and down with how they eat and their actual habits. Remember how the other week you had a breakdown? Mate, I'm fucking new me. I've had a bad weekend. It's like it's very up and down.
Yeah, I think that's pretty common every Monday.
Yeah, but I don't think it's success. I don't think that's stability.
No, it's not stability. But I think the idea that life is this one stable constant. Yeah. I think for me, diet plays into all these other things, which are if you use food as a way to medicate. Mm. So if you're not feeling well or if you've had a bad day or you're just bored, whatever it is, the only reason you eat, whatever reason, it means that it's not about the food and everything to do about where you're at. And for me, not being like currently having to be at mum and dad's while we find a place and all that sort of, like not having the consistency, not being able, like the pushback that I had a few weeks ago was because I was like, Amos is here. I was feeling like I was eating nachos when I didn't even feel like eating nachos.
But it's a consistent fad diet. It's an out of having a bad diet. The consistent thing is the bad diet and the fasting. So I just think there's a middle ground of going, finding some sort of, it's hard because it's a mental thing as well.
Well, that's why I think the fruit thing, that's why I don't give pushback on fruit. I don't think that that's going to be the problem. But it wasn't all smooth sailing on the weekend because I obviously had my commitments to writing the book.
Oh, yes. You have set out to handwrite the whole of Seth Godin's This Is Marketing book.
Mm-hmm.
It's no small feat and it probably needs fruit to help you get through it.
Yeah.
Don't push back on the fruit.
It's difficult to eat while writing because I don't want to get the pages messy.
True. I mean, yeah.
Were you going to say how do writers do it?
So maybe you just don't eat. I mean, how long are you writing for, bro?
I did 3 hours on the weekend.
Okay, so that's a fair bit of time.
But I guess I could have stepped away.
So fasting and writing, doing what you're doing, they go hand in hand because you need solid amounts of time.
But so I was trying to work out what to print, to write on the type of paper.
Mm. And have you worked it out?
Yeah. So Bree went to because I was sick.
Because you were sick.
Because I was sick.
But you could come to work today.
Yeah, no. Oh, barely. Far I know. I'm a hero. No, but Bree was just at Doncaster and there's that new place where I got my fancy pencil and sharpener. It's like a paper shop. Mm. It's like a stationery shop. Anyway, I asked if Bree could go into there, but they had 100 pages for $25, but there was no lines.
It's pretty expensive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's for sort of premium paper because I thought if I'm going to write all, you know, and this is going to be something that's going to be auctioned off, it needs to be high qual. Anyway, Bree said, you're not going to believe what the girl said, but your mum was there so she can back me up. She said to get the paper from Officeworks.
Yeah, that'd be the cheapest, wouldn't it?
But my pushback is not primo enough.
It's not.
I decided to give it a go anyway. So on Sunday, we went to Officeworks.
You did or Bree?
Bree and I both together.
Because you need to confirm.
Yeah, I wasn't absolutely couldn't leave it to one person. Yeah, I had to be there.
Yeah.
And so looking at different paper options.
Okay.
The main issues were around lines.
Mm.
Couldn't find anything above an 80 GSM
thickness?
With lines.
That's
yes,
thickness.
Correct.
So you wanted it to be thicker.
I wanted it to be over 100 GSM.
All right.
So what I was looking at is potentially getting those sort of – there's like inserts that you can get, like loose paper that you then can sort of get bound.
Yes.
They didn't have many options. They only had these one I can't remember the exact brand. You'll have to excuse me for that.
Mm.
But it was lined. It was 80 GSM. It was just too thin. So what I've ended up doing is I've ended up having to go – 120 GSM with a plain paper, and I then bought a ruler to be able to rule margins so I make sure I leave enough room for when it is bound.
So you've made it harder for yourself.
Well, yeah, I just have to rule each time.
Each time, I guess it's not hard if you're already got the pen in your hand.
Well, I was initially. Well, I have to use a grey lead because we could eventually, if we wanted to, rub out the margins.
Oh, geez.
But the thing that I was getting into was whether I need to draw lines.
No.
Okay, good. I haven't.
It's the dude who wants to start making videos but won't start until he has the red and the brand new MacBook Pro with the latest software.
Yeah. So
you can't do that. So you've started
though. So I've started. I can actually show you how it's looking if you like.
All right. Don't pull our
kit apart.
Okay.
You can tell me what you think. So I've done
Hang on. There's no lines.
That's what I'm saying.
You're off your face. I thought you just said you had to rule the margin.
Yeah, so that's the margin there.
I got the margin, but there's no lines. You're out of control.
So what do we think?
Oh, I can't wait to see just as it gets to the end how poor the lines are going to be.
But do you think it's pretty good so far?
It's really good so far. Yeah, I'm impressed.
I'm turning them all.
I'm impressed.
So this is 3 hours worth of work over the weekend.
Okay. Imagine if we spent this time on biz dev.
No, I think it's this is almost like meditation. So that's what I've done.
Okay,
so far.
You went a bit. Unless that's italic, is that meant to be italic? What do you
mean? No, that's called fucking joint.
Yeah, but I just thought at the back end. To be fair, that's at the 2 hours and 50 minute mark.
So the reason why that one is a little bit bigger because that was the final bit of chapter one.
Okay.
So I was like, I had a little bit more room to be able to move on it.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
But we've had
it does look like it. You've turned it from normal to italic.
What's the deal with the auction?
Okay, so if you've just trying to work out what the fuck that we're on about. So our Brainiac over here had the idea that he would hand write Seth Godin's book, and it's since had someone put in a bid and they said, I'll pay $100 if Josh donates the money to charity.
Yep.
Which is pretty good. So we've a few bids in. We got one yesterday from Ben S and he's followed the instructions, put bid as the subject and then put his number. He said $170, extra $20 if you throw in the front cover coloured in by a child or someone that acts like a child.
I think which would be you.
He's aiming for me. Good troll. But here's the problem that we face. It was $100. That was the first offer.
But then on Friday we announced Trevor's.
No, then the second bid was
Derek.
Derek, $150.
Yeah.
Third bid at $500 from Trevor Long. Yeah. Now that he's a real baller coming in with that, and then
that's
Ben's obviously not up to date with the podcast.
That's some old broadcast money if I've ever heard. So Ben S has come in with 170.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
It's outbid.
It's the equivalent of someone at an auction saying, okay, we've got 1.4, anything else? I'll give you $1 million. No, that's not how it works.
No, but in fair, he was late to the auction. I hadn't thought about this. Minimal viable product. We've kind of just started speaking about it. How do we fix this? How do we create some kind of landing page? I don't want to give you more
the
work.
The way that you're saying it is how would you
create some kind of tally
bidding
board
system?
Surely we can do this.
Can maybe someone who has that sort of skill hi at thedailytalkshow.com. So this is what we know so far. I emailed Seth Godin and I told him what I was doing.
Mm.
He wrote back and said, that's incredible. What a neat idea but painful. Can't wait to see how it goes.
Yeah.
Which is the perfect bit of fuel because can't wait to see how it goes.
Yeah. He doesn't believe it's going to happen. Yeah.
And so that's part of the inspiration. Yeah. But so we've got permission from Seth.
Which is pretty big.
December 31 is our 250th episode of The Daily Talk Show.
And so you reckon that's when you'll have it done?
That's when it will be done, yeah. Okay. So I've actually mapped it out in regards to, from a timing point of view, and I will have the final book already bound. The hard thing is going to find somewhere that will be open to bind the book.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. It will probably be – it will be Officeworks.
Yeah. I'll have to go to Officeworks. Yes. But you know what? They've managed the whole chain.
Yeah.
I'll deal with it. So on the 31st of December will be when the the auction will be finished.
So the bidding closes, obviously, that day, mm-hmm. that episode. I mean, people – this will be interesting to see what we can get it to. Yeah.
Do you know – so I reckon it will probably be about 200 pages – what I end up writing. Like, so there's like 200 and something pages in the book, but I'm writing on both sides. Look at this here. See that paper there, that stack of paper?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That is 200 pages.
Shit, it's thick.
Yeah. It's 120 GSM. This is a high quality product and I'm standing by it. And so I just wanted to show you that just to give you a sense of how much of a task it is.
Yeah. It's even more of a task that you haven't got lined paper, but it will look better. It looks much better.
So you think it's
aesthetically
looking high quality?
Yes, you know, from an annoyance factor, it's really high now.
Yeah,
but if you're gonna do it, you may as well do it well.
Have you ever bought anything at an auction before?
Never. I've never had – I feel like it's something – you need a bit of spare money.
Yeah.
I've never had spare money. Just, drop that, randomly drop $500, Trevor Long money.
Trevor Long
I call
Long
it pulling money. Your Trevor.
Pulling your Trevor. The Trev then did write to me and asking if I would take Afterpay.
Really?
So, no. But, no, I do – the one – I think I've told you this story. I haven't been in an auction, I don't think, but I have bought a piece of artwork at my house. At my old house, I remember I'd been just paid cash for a job, which is very rare. Like, we never get paid cash
for
jobs. Yeah. But back then, I remember I had like, it's like over $1,000 or whatever in cash. I was just like wrapped. Anyway, a student, international student knocked at the door and he had paintings. And so I ended up dropping $100 on a painting, but I just thought I was the biggest baller going
around.
So
hang on. In the burbs, an international student rocks up to your front door.
We were in this – we used to live in an area called Listerfield South, which was sort of this – it was called the – I forgot what the estate was called, the secret hideaway or some bullshit, but it was sort of like the fancy suburb. Like, it was common to for the houses to be worth over $1 million. Okay. We had sort of the Povo house. Still nice, but one story versus like people having these massive driveways and, you know, big theatre rooms and shit like that.
Did you say that at the end of the call it was like vacant, like it was like a big paddock?
Yeah, there was the National Park. Went straight onto Churchill Park.
Have they National cut Park. Into that
no.
yet?
No, because it's National Park. They can't.
That's a good spot.
Yeah. And so it was – no, but it was right around sort of bushland and stuff because we would have to do the – Country Fire Authority every year would come and sort of explain about like what to do in case of a fire. So it was pretty rural in that regard.
So then why the hell was an international student cruising down your – he's found the most expensive looking houses and thought, I'm going to try and sell my artwork.
Yeah.
Was it – so he drew these or painted these
things? Painted – he had like maybe 10 in this almost like – remember Big W when you'd buy a poster? And I never actually bought one, but I just remember flicking through them. They were
big
plastic. They would hold posters.
The movie shops used to have them too.
Yeah,
so they'd have the old movie trailer posters.
Talking about that, Smith Street.
Oh, that weird experience we had. We were walking past a shop that obviously it was vacant, and then there was a pop-up Video Easy store.
Which is like a Blockbuster for people playing outside Australia.
Which no one even has DVD players these days.
I mean, I've got a heap of DVDs that are just hanging around.
Do you even have a player?
No.
No.
Not set up.
And not one that's yours. It's probably your mum's.
No. Well, mum and dad have a this is one thing about – I don't know if it's an age thing, a generation thing. Just quickly, so the guy had poster, like those types of poster type holder things. And so he could flick through them and it was on canvas. And I ended up having to spend an extra $100 to get it the canvas wrapped. Not by him, but my nana sorted it out.
He would have been actually kicking himself.
Yeah.
$100. He's just got cash.
Yeah.
$140 before tax. Mm.
Oh, is that how it works?
After tax? After tax, you get less. So, wait, but he's not going to.
I give him 100. How does he?
No,
end
but
up
it'd
with
be 140? Like if we got a $10,000 job and they pay cash. Okay. If we didn't declare it, it'd be like we just made 1300 bucks, whatever the tax rate is. Anyway, he's kicking himself.
You and your numbers.
Mate, yeah. It's very vague numbers.
Yeah.
But he's earned more than 100 bucks because he just got cash.
So my point is, haven't done auctions, but have sort of been a bowler and just done what would be considered the type of thing an auction person would do, which is just sort of, I felt like I was a fucking big deal.
So you offered him 100 bucks?
No, I think I asked how much. He said 100 and I said, okay. And I went out and got like the green watermelon or whatever you call it.
It's definitely not a green watermelon.
A watermelon? Is that what you call $100? In Australia, all the colours are.
What colours are 100? No, green.
Green. Pineapple.
Apple, and then pineapples are 50.
Oh, no, pineapple. Did I not say watermelon?
You said green watermelon.
Yeah.
So the water, I don't know, I haven't called it a watermelon because it's red.
No, watermelon because it's green.
I would say watermelon, the colour of watermelon is like more closer to red.
Have you ever seen a watermelon?
Yeah, I've seen this outside. But what colour? If I was wearing a t-shirt that was watermelon, what colour would it be?
Yeah,
You wouldn't go for green. Green.
It's true.
No, but so you gave him a hunji.
Yeah.
Hunji cash.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So jokes that was nice. You. But the going back to the VCR thing, DVDs, mum and dad, I don't know if this is generational – they have so much shit, just so much stuff. And not only that, I get a rise out of dad every time I mention about me throwing out stuff. Is this your parents the same or are your parents minimalist?
They do have a bunch of stuff. A lot of it's ours from when we're young. It's hard. What are they going to do with it? Maybe dad, having three kids is fucking hard. Yeah. You accumulate. We've got a lot of shit and we've got one baby.
Dad gave me a shoe box with about 1,000 CDs, some of them named, some of them not.
See, he's palming off his problems.
Yeah. Well, because they're all my old shit, but half of them is like when I would download from Napster and burn to a CD.
Oh, no.
Just all that sort of shit.
So are you going to throw them out?
But it's all mixed up with like potential gold as well.
But what's classified gold?
Like videos that I made when I was a kid.
Okay.
And Bree's like, let's chuck it out. And I'm like... possible gold.
Here's the thing. It actually robs your time, like having more stuff because you have to spend time. If you were were attached to it, you're going to have to spend hours.
Well, you said it's talking to Scott Pape, Barefoot Investor. You said to him, you're an overnight minimalist.
it was slightly insulting. His house burnt down in the fires. But what I mean by it is you've got nothing – you've got everything one day, nothing the next.
It's the equivalent of like the feeling I get when I feel sick. You know how I feel there's something really freeing about being sick because you can just be like, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
I just sort of eat pizza and lay down. And
if there's not chips there, you're unhappy.
Yeah. Needs to be hot. And the chips are the first thing I did. What's the biggest – you probably don't even think about this. When I was a kid, my biggest concern in life was any – fast food place that would use plastic bags and put hot chips in it.
Oh, because they'd go soggy.
Yeah.
I've thought about it a bit, but it probably wasn't my main concern. Yeah. Definitely wasn't one of my biggest concerns.
Like a classic Jansen move would be if we'd gone to charcoal chicken, it's like fucking get the metal. It was almost a passive aggressive move. They would hand us the bag.
Yeah.
And would tear the bag like as if we're trying to give resuscitation to the chips, but would get them out straight, like get them out of there because they'll get real soggy and disgusting.
So funny.
So
that's so funny.
But so your parents aren't too bad with the keeping
shit. They've got stuff. It's probably mine. I could probably take some stuff off them, but they've done a few moves. So like when your parents move, they're going to have to throw stuff because they're planning on moving.
Yeah.
They were saying they're planning on downsizing potentially to an apartment.
Yeah.
And then they were having another house.
Yeah, well, that was...
They'll have more shit, two places.
Do you want to hear... They were listening on the radio. Mum was like, oh, there's apparently some... I don't know if it's called a sunrise clause.
Sunrise clause.
Either sunrise or sunset clause. Basically, they'd put some money on a piece of land that they're going to eventually move in. And apparently the land's gone up in value significantly.
Awesome.
However, Mum was saying she was listening on the AWs, on 3AW, that they were saying that there can be a clause in there that they can end up charging you more if it's worth more.
Did land you know tax?
That? No, not land tax. Like if you've just put in the put, you know, $8,000 deposit or whatever, the developers of the land can actually say, oh, guys, I know we said it was this amount, but we're going to charge.
Yeah, that's no good. I haven't heard that.
Yeah. I just thought it was interesting. Dad was there with his contract last night flicking
going through it.
Yeah.
And he could, did he find anything?
No idea.
That's what they're hoping, that you can't find anything and you don't bring it up again.
It's a bit outrageous.
Fuck, that is dodgy.
But there's something in, my parents I think are pretty good at saying, get your shit out. Like they're like not holding on to things anymore.
Well, was that your dad saying, get your shit out by handing you a box full of hundreds of CDs?
I think mum is more likely to do it. Like I hear her saying to dad, you've got to get James to either keep that stuff or we'll chuck it out. Mum's not very sentimental.
There is not a great deal of stuff at your mum's house. When I went there, I didn't feel like there was a...
I feel like there is a lot of shit. They've got a whole garage that where dad's building his Willy's Aero Wing car and stuff. And
garage. You have, if you have own a garage, that's what it's for, storage. Yeah. That's the problem. Then you need to find stuff to store. Whenever anyone says, oh, we need more space, I've said that. Amy and I have said that heaps of times. We need more space.
You need less stuff.
We will find more stuff. That's the problem, if we get more space.
That's the thing, because Bree's like, she wants to find this next place that we have. She wants to find somewhere with more storage.
For what?
But this is my thing. Like she says that we didn't have enough storage last time, but I'm worried that the same thing that happened with her carrying 80 litres versus 55 on our trip.
Your place last time, that storage was huge. We've got a smaller apartment with three of us in there.
Well, what storage did we have?
You had the cage downstairs.
Yeah, we didn't want to put anything in it. We didn't want to put anything in it though, because it was Abbotsford and it would fucking get broken into.
Junkies would go and steal shit.
So,
but you could have padlocked the shit out of it.
We did. We actually, it got broken into twice. Yeah.
Oh God.
So we wouldn't put in anything that's important.
No, but then what do you want to, what do you, what's
I think
so
the
important?
Storage is, I don't know. That's a thing. Like I've really gotten into just having my books.
Yeah.
And that's about it. Like I don't think there's not that many other things that I have. I've got so many dumb gadgets. Like I've got the Garmin watch.
You've been going through stuff today at the office. We do have a lot of stuff that we could sell.
Yeah.
It's hard because you would have a – this is the thing. Living in a house, I remember the garage sale days. We used to put on a garage sale.
I would buy more shit though than, because what would end up happening is it would be a joint thing. I remember my auntie brought stuff along and she had this wooden sculpture that had these like reflective eyes. I'll send you a photo tonight.
It.
Yeah, I was obsessed with
it. Oh, no.
And so I bought it. And that I think is pretty common practice for me, which is whenever we would have a garage sale, I'd manage to find bullshit things to then...
You'd buy more shit.
Yeah, buy more shit. So defeat the whole purpose.
Let's recap. So we need to work out how we can keep track of the bids coming through for the book.
Yeah.
That's a
number
priority.
One priority.
I mean, your priority is writing the thing.
Are you impressed that I'm doing it?
I'm impressed that it's actually requiring a lot more effort now from you. I'm glad that you actually got the paper. I thought that story was going to end with, I haven't got the fucking paper yet. I haven't started.
Bree was, I think, she laughed. She doesn't laugh at me very much. But she laughed because it was just like how ridiculous, like how serious I was taking it all.
Yeah.
And I was a bit pissed off with the Office Works guy because I think he was a bit dismissive of my inquiries about, like, I was saying, could you bound this? He's like, yeah, absolutely. I'm like, are you sure? I'm like, what type of binding? Like, how is it going to work? So what I am going to do though is whoever wins it, they get the official one that was written. I'm going to photocopy it as well and maybe send it to Seth Godin.
So imagine if you in the photocopying stage had all the documents go out of order.
Well, I was trying to work out whether I number it. So this is one other interesting fact about the writing process. It's not one for one page wise. So I started off doing that, but I can actually fit more onto a page than Seth can.
Okay.
Because he's obviously...
Well, it's a small sized book. It's thick.
Yeah, it's thick, but it's a smaller.
It's
so
smaller
I decided to not do it one for one. So I'll find appropriate points to switch. So
switch to the page.
Start of a subheading, new chapter.
So maybe don't number it because then you'll have to...
Well, what am I going to... I'm going to have to...
You're not referencing to anything other than each page that you're on.
Mm.
Yeah, no, don't, mate. Just keep it simple. Don't add more boundaries than it or, than there already is. So just keep going. You got how many more days?
So I think it will. What? So it's the 10th today.
10th today. So there's 13.
21 days.
21 more days. And then it has to be done.
And there's 23 chapters.
And how many did you do in 3 hours?
I did the author's note and chapter one.
Okay. So you could almost get 2 chapters.
Again, my back was very sore.
Yeah. Good this is out of work hours, so we're not pulling a workers' compo against the company.
Absolutely. This is a little...
Doesn't pull a sick day.
Volunteer.
Breaks his back writing a book. Well, you can literally say you've almost broken your back writing a book.
That's true. Well, the funny thing is Bree did say to the paper lady in Doncaster, she said, oh, my boyfriend's writing a book.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course he is. I mean, it's very true.
Yeah.
You are writing a book.
No, I'm rewriting a book. But anyway, I let her have it. She said it was too hard to explain. I get it. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. If you've got a solution for how we can...
Keep track of bids.
But also, I think we should start actively going out and selling it as well. So, I think we should be reaching out to people who we think would be interested.
Yeah.
To try and get the... I think we could get $1,000.
You want a little infomercial... Yeah, you need a book? I've got the book. You need a great Christmas present? Oh, no, it's not done by Christmas. You New Year's resolution? Is your goal to read more books? This is one that and your money will go to charity.
Exactly.
I like it.
The one other little technical thing, not sure if we get Seth to suggest the charity, it might not be an Australian authorised charity or whatever it's called. So the only concern I have is that for Australians, if they're wanting it to be tax deductible, so we'll have to speak. We'll have to work
can
out.
Can we tell the big man that we need him to select an Australian charity?
We could.
World Vision, they're Australia and everywhere else. If that's what he went, there's some big ones that are worldwide.
Maybe that we'll work it out.
Water.
Yeah.
Pencils of Promise.
Nah, there's the one that the silverhead dude.
Silverhead dude?
What's his name?
I don't know.
It's not in Australia. We've got Thank You Water.
Okay, so there's
and then
like
we've
a
got what's the
wells of something?
Yeah, what's the one in the US that's really big?
I don't know.
The people use it for birthdays. If
what you can give someone a
yeah, it's like you, I don't want a present, guys. I just want you to give water. Fuck, what is that called?
I don't know. Well.
I'll find out. All right.
Email us if you also have a bid. hi@thedailytalkshow.com.
All right. I'm off to get better, maybe eat some more pizza, maybe some fruit.
Do not.
No.
Eat fruit over pizza and chips.
Fruit over pizza and then eat the pizza with all the beautiful fruit juices. All right, guys. It's the Daily Talk Show. Have a good one.
See you guys.